And now we are joined by WAMC's political observer, Dr. Alan Chartok. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, and thanks for coming in. It really is, it's really good of you to do this, Lucas.
No problem. So I wanted to ask you, with all of the controversy surrounding the president and his family, right now President Trump is off to Paris at the invite of new French President Emmanuel Macron. What do you think about this move? Is this wise for him to leave the country at a time with all this controversy?
Well, if you're talking politically, it's very wise. We do know that when presidents travel, it takes the heat off them at home, and this is not an unfamiliar pattern that we have seen in the past when presidents get into trouble. So he's going. The real question for me, Lucas, is what's going to happen when he gets there? Macron, who was very, very critical of Trump for getting out of the Paris Accords and everything else, and in fact, in English, said famously, let's make the world great again, which is a real dig at him. So now he's going over there. Now, what is it that Macron hopes to establish? Well, he wants to make sure that the United States relationship with the European group is solid. Number one, number two, I think he would love it if he could show some real progress on getting the U.S. back into these Paris Accords on climate change and the rest. I doubt that that's going to happen, but we don't know. What we don't know is how desperate at this stage Trump is, and if in fact he's willing to forgo all the Bannon conservative garbage that he's been spouting all this time, it would be an extraordinary news story, and it would take everybody's mind off the Russians. So we have a situation in which he'd love to deflect much of what is going on in his life and political life. And it may well be that something extraordinary comes out of this trip, although most people doubt it. Remember, it's only a one-day trip.
So let's bring it stateside now. The most recent Quinnipiac poll showed Governor Andrew Cuomo's statewide approval rating has fallen below 50%. It was 52% most recently in March, and now it's down to 46%. Why do you think that is?
Well, Lucas, I think we all know what's happening. His main support comes from New York City and its immediate suburbs. And what is happening is a lot of those people who are being asked to respond to polls have to get on the subway and the commuter trains and have to look at the MTA every day. Cuomo really created his own mess because what he did was to say that he was the head of the MTA. He took credit for the Second Avenue subway, but now this is what is now being called by New York commuters the summer of hell, and he is being held responsible. Possibly because he was the one who took all the credit for getting that Second Avenue subway built and all the rest. So people are much more aware than they were that it is Cuomo, not de Blasio, who is responsible for the way in which the subways are going. For his part, Cuomo is trying everything in his power to try to get things a little bit sharper for the commuters, a little bit easier for the commuters. He's talking about massive influx of money. There are people who really are raising their eyebrows at that one and saying, well, let's see it. Let's see the proof. And then he is talking about more control over the MTA. He doesn't need more control. He has it. And I think people aren't buying it anymore. So his numbers are going down because as a manager, he is not producing. And then he has the big onus, which we've been talking about for days and weeks and months, of a trial coming up in which there's going to be a number of people who are very close to Cuomo telling tales of woe and greed. And some of that has got to stick to the governor.